just is off on vacation exploring love in person instead of through radio. But we're still here doing love notes, exploring a relationship through music, and our guest this week is Michael.
Hi, Pika.
Hi, Michael.
Thanks for having me on the show. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited
I'm
to
a
have
huge
you.
Fan. I'm a huge fan. I've listened to it a lot, so I've been dreaming about what I would do if I came on.
Mm-hmm. And Who have you decided to feature?
I'm going to do my love note for my best friend, William, my best and one of my oldest friends.
Oldest as in the longest running friendship?
Or No. I have a friend, Herbert Fink. He's 93. He's my oldest. But William is one of the longest running. Yeah.
And does he know that you are featuring him?
No, he doesn't. But he knows I love him. I think.
He knows. Yeah.
But he doesn't know that I'm doing a love note for him.
Well, what song do you have up for us first?
The first song is Here Comes Alex, and I think it requires a bit of context before we play it, if that's okay.
We love context.
Okay. That's what love is, context, some people say.
Mm.
William, back, we met in grade one.
Mm-hmm.
We were both in Miss Tully's class.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really become friends until grade three, but you know how it goes. William, let me just put the point, not too fine a point on it, he had a ping pong table in his basement, which makes him pretty much the place to go if you want to have a sleepover. And so there was one pretty legendary sleepover in which do you know the game Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
Where you have a fake guitar and you're playing. So we beat William, Ted, and I beat the whole game in one night. And that was a pivotal moment that set us forth as friends forever. So this song, Here Comes Alex, is we learned from that game, but we loved the song as 11-year-olds.
Speaking of ping pong tables making William the coolest kid around, how would you set up your child for success? They're in grade one. What are you putting in your basement?
Maybe not in the basement, but I would put a trampoline in the backyard.
But
let me say also that it wasn't just the ping pong table that made him cool.
Mm-hmm.
His mom, Cheryl, God bless her. You know, some parents, it's a sleepover, they come down, they're bringing you cut fruit, they're bringing you popcorn or whatever. It's a nice impulse. Cheryl did not give a care. She had yoga to be doing. She wasn't bothered with what we were doing in the basement. And so that also made it very desirable. So that's something I would give my grade one child is privacy.
In einer Welt, in der man nur noch lebt, damit man täglich Robotern geht, ist die größte Aufregung, die es noch gibt, das alarmliche Fernsehbild. Jeder Mensch lebt wie ein Uhrwerk, wie ein Computer programmiert. Es gibt keinen, der sich dagegen wehrt. Denn am Himmel die Sonne.
Comte Alex
mm-hmm.
by, I don't even know, some kind of German band, I guess.
I guess so.
But it's not really about who it's by. It's about where you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was Here Comte Alex by some German band. William and I were not just friends who played Guitar Hero in the mm-hmm. basement and played ping pong. William and I were decent friends in grade 3. You know, enough to have a sleepover here and there. First time we ever hung out was we went to get ice cream with his family.
Mm-hmm.
And I got...
Cheryl didn't have yoga that day.
No, luckily. Thank God, because that could have changed the course of my entire life if she had. Zoe was there too, his sister, who's, by the way, recently got married. Yeah, so congratulations to Zoe.
Shout out.
I got French mint and I vomited on the garbage can. I just vomited a lot as a kid. You know, some kids are just, they play a lot and then they vomit about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you ate ice cream and then ran 10 laps.
No,
because
it was in the ice cream store that I vomited. Okay. So I think that, actually, William and I in grade 6 or so had this kind of running gag where he was there every time I vomited.
Good choice of words.
Hey, thanks. Yeah.
Where he was what?
He was present every time I vomited for like 4 years.
Wow.
Because I would always... try to vomit in school if I could.
Okay.
And I did vomit quite a lot.
And he stood by you.
He stood by me the whole way. As we got into grade 5, grade 6, we started to think we were pretty old, pretty cool. Because you're the top of your elementary school, you kind of feel like the top dog. And I think that we really wanted to be bad boys as 10-year-olds, as 11-year-olds. Mm-hmm. I won't get in too many details about all the wicked deeds that we did and all the evil pranks we pulled and whether or not we committed any crimes or anything like that. So William and I at that time were bonding over a mutual like of classic rock, you know, which is really just means that you have a good relationship with your dad. If you're a boy of that time.
Mm-hmm.
William liked Rush, and we liked Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad, who really likes the Rolling Stones, got me and my family tickets to see their 50th anniversary tour.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told William that I got tickets to see the Rolling Stones, he also somehow got his dad to get him tickets.
Wow.
And, you know, he was sitting somewhere far away. But then he said to me, there's an empty seat next to mine in the in the place. And so I said to my dad, I'm not going to sit with you. I'm going to go stand by William. And that might have also been a pivotal moment where we chose to pursue this selfish want to hang out with each other
mm-hmm.
instead of that might have been a treasured memory for my dad, but I neglected him to hang out with my buddy William.
Yeah.
And then we saw the Rolling Stones concert and it was great. I guess that's it. That's the next song is a Rolling Stones song that was played at that concert
mm-hmm.
where that turning point in my friendship with William happened, where we decided that we were the coolest people ever, and we only needed each other.
Yeah.
And
one thing that I've learned from my friendship with William is that it's okay to be...
Because you're friends with him, too.
Yes.
We should say, yeah.
Yes. Is that it's okay to be selfish.
Yeah.
Even good sometimes.
He's a big proponent of selfish love.
Yeah.
And not giving a care about anyone who... doesn't matter very much to you,
mm-hmm.
even if it means that you're a little bit rude to them, if it can help your love with someone else.
Yeah.
So,
is there anything else that you've learned from William throughout these many, many years of friendship? I mean, I guess there's lots of things. What's the standout?
Well, William has inspired me a great deal also to care about art and the story of life. And how you can do things in life and make decisions because it will make your memories more golden. We try to live for the story of our lives.
Yeah.
And here I am telling it, and what good is it doing? So maybe we should live in the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know how good this story is of our lives, but it was nice while we were living it.
Mm-hmm. So be selfish.
Yeah, be selfish.
Pursue a good story and listen to the Stones.
Pursue a good story and listen to the Rolling Stones with your friends instead of your dad.
Welcome back to Love Notes. This is
Love Notes.
Love Notes. On CITR 101.9.
Yeah. That was Miss You by the Rolling Stones. Can I get back into my storytelling?
Yes, please. This is all about songs and stories, and we just heard the song, so it's time for a story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, because I have lots of those.
Yep.
I hope I'm stressing enough just how much it felt when we were 11 that it was William and I versus the world. In grade 5, a new kid came into town named Ted, and the teacher said, William, Michael, you guys are going to be Ted's friends. You have to show him around. You know how that happens.
Yeah.
And so for those last few years of elementary school, it was William, Ted, and Michael against the world. And though we had our infighting.
Of course.
We really took pride in being freaks, I think. And and there were other larger groups of friends at the school, and we thought, oh, we're better than you, and it's us against you.
So you haven't changed a bit.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. I still think that we're better than everyone. And so, you know, that just goes back to what I was saying at the Rolling Stones concert, that we felt that we ought to prioritize each other. Eventually, we did bridge that gap, and we became better friends with everyone at school. And especially Isaac, Jepson, other kids at the school, who we then went to middle school with. Ted left. Ted went to a different school. And now there was this group of four, William, me, Isaac, Jepson. And for some reason, we really transitioned there into, we really became nerds, real nerdy kids.
So from freak to nerd.
From freak to geek in a way.
I really missed that opportunity.
That's okay.
you set complete me.
Yeah, well, you alley-ooped me for that one. I don't know why we went and became geeks, but we were really into, since this is a musical podcast, I'll just say we were really into Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to play any of their music because it wasn't a William and me thing specifically, but that group of the four of us. I think it's a weird thing for a 12-year-old to, you know, like, Sherry, Sherry, baby. We really liked them, and also we really liked to sing Queen, and we really liked to be annoying on the streetcar talking about what we think the true origin of crop circles are or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we started watching Doctor Who, and we started watching Lord of the Rings a lot.
Mm-hmm.
One more musical thing I'll say, by the way, just as an anecdote. We used to sing Bohemian Rhapsody a lot, as kids do, and I found out recently that William didn't know it. And had never heard the song and didn't know any of the words, and he would just play along when we were all singing.
Insane.
So it's kind of sweet.
A clever actor.
He's a clever actor, yeah. We were still a tight-knit group, maybe less against the world, but now we had these nerdy interests.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned Led Zeppelin earlier.
Yeah.
I think that what led us towards Lord of the Rings partly was Led Zeppelin, because they mentioned Lord of the Rings a lot in their music.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were fans of the books. And I think we really liked that that they would sing about climbing around on mountains and fighting evil beasts and doing magic. And we thought it was pretty cool to invent a world in your music and tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started reading Lord of the Rings books, and we thought, wow, it's really cool to exist in this fantasy world.
Yeah.
And so at that time in grade 7, we shook hands and we said to each other, one day when we're free from the grips of childhood, the first place we'll go is to New Zealand so that we can go visit the Lord of the Rings sets.
And what song do you have queued up for us?
The Shire from Lord of the Rings concerning hobbits.
Sprouts is a 100% volunteer and student-run organization at UBC. Through the many initiatives, Sprouts aims to make healthy, affordable, and sustainably produced food accessible to everyone on campus. Sprouts is based out of Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Life Building. With rising food insecurity on campus, they've dedicated practices to making high-quality food and produce available to all through the cafe, community fridge, produce market, and free meal distribution. Learn more about these many initiatives and volunteer opportunities on Instagram at UBC Sprouts.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Spoiler alert, we kept that promise to each other, and we did go to New Zealand.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Actually, I just said whoa, like I didn't know that you did, but of course, I've seen the slideshow, participated in one Ice Cream Festivus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ice Cream Festivus is a tradition we made up on that trip, because we were going to leave Bangkok.
Mm-hmm.
Long story, we ended up in Bangkok.
Yeah.
And then we still had some Thai baht, the currency.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? It's no good to you in Canada. So we spent it all on a whole bunch of ice cream. So then we said that every year we would celebrate the occasion with an ice cream festivus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to invent traditions and reasons to celebrate in life and in love.
Yeah.
I think it's a good way to celebrate love.
Do you have any other traditions or celebrations with William? Because I don't think I really do that
with your
best friend,
loved
Bella.
Ones.
But I think it's a nice thing to do.
It is a nice thing to do,
and maybe something that I could learn from you and William.
I think that William and I do a lot of things for the sake of it having been something we did in childhood, and so we're reigniting the flame of it by doing it again, which is like a tradition in a way.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever met two people who reminisce more about the past when they're 20 or something.
Yeah, right.
maybe my grandpa could rival you.
Yeah, okay, well, when we're that age, we'll see how we're doing.
Yeah, you'll be absolutely intolerable at that point.
Maybe. Do you think it's not healthy to be reminiscing this much? Should we be living
no,
in the moment?
No, I was reflecting on this morning, and I think that you are living in the moment. You're thinking, like you said, about building this story of your life, and you're also enjoying the story of your life that you've already created at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you strike a balance.
Thanks.
Yeah. I don't think you're done living. Like, you're not going to be working off of these childhood memories forever. It seems that you're still making, you know, a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it really is about the storytelling part of it because as we've been talking about, we like to make stories of our lives and we like to invent worlds and we kind of like to, I think, I don't think we've ever said this, but I think we like to talk about our life as if it's a fantasy world or as if it's like a folktale because we like also traditional stories and oral traditions and things. So we like to imagine that we matter enough to make our lives like that.
Yeah.
You don't think you reminisce?
I think I do. But not as much as you. You guys take great, great pleasure in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess because we're around each other a lot and we knew each other since childhood. Yeah. We bounce off of each other.
It's also a very special friendship, one that I don't think I have where I don't have that level of shared history with anyone except for maybe my sister. So probably when I'm with my sister, we could reminisce to that extent. But I don't have any close friends who I've known since I was 6 years old or however old you were.
Right.
Yeah. It's a special gift.
Yeah. And I think that it's sanctifying your friendship and making it valuable if you talk about everything that's happened all the time as if it's an important story.
Yeah. Do you think that your love for William is unconditional?
Yeah, at this point.
Do you think your love for your family is unconditional?
Yes. I think that at a certain point, someone just becomes embedded in you. And if someone in my family or William could do something that makes me really mad, and I might never want to see them, but I would still love them.
Mm.
I don't anticipate that happening, though, but... I do believe in unconditional love.
Painful.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
But I think I will love him forever. Which I guess you could say we're BFFs in that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should get necklaces to commemorate that. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have.
Your grade six selves probably would be rolling in there. Tiny graves.
Yeah, to see that we got necklaces. Matching necklaces.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. William used to wear a sort of puka shell necklace in grade six.
Well, that was the height of cool.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The only thing puka that could rival that was a ping pong shorts. Table.
Yeah, a ping pong table. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. I wonder, maybe it would be a better place in this world if male friendships were more...
More bracelet focused?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Elaborate,
well,
please.
It's funny how with female friendships, I think I had countless charms, necklaces, bracelets, showing off that friendship. Not that I think that we need to buy things in order to be solid friends with people, but interesting how you might not show off your friendship with between boys the same way, or did you?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I think a lot of the male friendships I have are about something else. Like, side by side doing something.
Yeah, like longboarding.
Yeah, like longboarding, right.
Like making videos.
Yeah, like making videos. but okay, that Peak is referencing things I did with William when I was a child. But
yeah,
but
sorry, listener.
Yeah, sorry for alienating you, listener. But my friendship with William is slightly different because it's oftentimes about each other. That's why, because we're talking about our past, we're reminiscing.
Wow,
so,
well, they say that friends, they're facing the world together, but
so
lovers are facing inward. It sounds like you're...
Lovers?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
No, I don't, okay. I don't think we're romantically
okay,
in love.
Okay, so are you facing the world or each other? Or are you sort of, like, walking together, but, like, making eye contact once in a while?
Yeah, let's go with that. That's nice. Maybe we're walking backwards together. Like, we're stumbling backwards.
Stumbling backwards.
Thanks.
Well, that makes it sound like you're reminiscing to a point that is unhealthy, if you're stumbling backwards. I don't know.
Well, you don't want to see what's coming too much. I like surprises.
Do you want to surprise us with the next song?
Yeah. Quick story about this one. We were in high school. friend Tucker was the guy who did the announcements.
Uh-huh.
Every day in the morning, you had to play a song to get people going to class.
Mm-hmm.
One day
to
we didn't.
To get people going to class.
Yeah, you know. All
everyone
right, four...
walking to the same rhythm to
pretty
class.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, you got 4 minutes to get to class, enough chit-chatting at your locker. Here is a song to get you. Yeah, here's exactly, right? That's the right kind of song. Here's Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
Uh-huh.
It's going to get you pumped up. One day we didn't have any song queued up, and I had just realized that I really like Bob Dylan.
Okay.
And so, because I heard a song of his on the radio, it was the only song I had downloaded on my iPod at the
mm-hmm.
time, which is kind of crazy that I had one song, this one Bob Dylan song. So I said, well, let's play this one then. It's Bob Dylan. He's like a classic rock guy. Everyone likes that.
Uh-huh.
So then we put it on. I wasn't really thinking straight. And so then the song played, and you'll hear it, listener. Tucker, William, and I were in that booth getting booed by the school. People
Whoa.
Hated it. We were lambasted for this song, which is a great song, but does not get you pumped up and is not nice over a school PA.
Yeah.
Just a bonding moment. And I chose it mainly for that story, but also because William and I both like Bob Dylan a lot. My back pages.
Crimson flames tied through my ears, rolling high and mighty traps, pounced with fire on flaming roads, using ideas as my maps. We'll meet on edges soon, said I, proud neath heated brow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Half-racked prejudice leaped forth, ripped down all hate, I screamed. Lies that life is black and white spoke from my skull, I dreamed. Romantic facts of musketeers foundationed deep somehow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Girls' faces form the forward path from phony jealousy to memorizing politics of ancient history. Flung down by corpse evangelists, unthought of though somehow. But I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. A self-ordained professor's tongue, too serious to fool, spouted out that liberty is just equality in school. Equality, I spoke the word as if a wedding vow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. In a soldier's stance, I aimed my hand at the mongrel dogs who teach, fearing not I'd become my enemy in the instant that I preach. My existence led by confusion boats, mutiny from stern to bow. Ah, but I was so much older than, I'm younger than that.
when abstract threats too noble to neglect deceived me into thinking I had something to protect. Good and bad, I define these terms quite clear, no doubt somehow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Was so much older than I'm younger than that now.
Boo.
Boo. That song sucks.
That song sucks. It's 8 a.m. and I'm 16 and I'm listening to Nicki Minaj on the radio and I'm tired and I don't want to be at school and I just heard that.
I am not feeling amped.
I'm not feeling amped at all. Because I didn't listen to the lyrics.
I would have preferred listening to O Canada, quite frankly.
Well, that's going to come, because we would have played next.
Phew.
But it's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good memory.
Yeah, it's a
good song, good story.
Thanks, Pico.
You're really excelling at the format of this show.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
I listen to it a lot.
I happen to know your love language is words of affirmation.
Oh, no, it's not.
Okay, moving on.
I could talk about my love language if you want. It's soup.
Pink soup.
Okay, moving on. I think we were talking about William and how I love him.
Yeah, I recall something along those lines, but then that song was so low
was
energy
so
that I almost forgot the entire day I'd just had.
Yeah.
But I do feel like William's was what we were talking about.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay.
He was.
So William.
Yeah.
Love.
So that was high school.
That was high school.
Getting booed in the auditorium, or rather in the announcement booth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left high school and as I said, then we eventually went to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much where the main force of our musical relationship spawned.
Yeah.
Because we really committed to this interest in stories, old stories, and that got us interested in old American folk traditions and folk tales and folk music, which got us interested in the 60s folk revival that happened, and we were listening to Dave Van Ronk and listening to Odetta,
mm-hmm.
and listening to all the people who performed at the Gaslight back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, and I had this
Marvelous
Bob Dylan.
Mrs. Maisel?
Yeah, right. We weren't listening to any comedy, sadly. Sorry. But I had this Bob Dylan song in my pocket, and then so we started listening to Bob Dylan a lot. And boy, does he ever like to make a story out of his life.
Mm.
He plays a character all the time. And we found that pretty fascinating and
mm-hmm.
cool and enviable. So, yeah, we liked him a lot.
Yeah.
And that was a glorious time in my life with William because we just would sit on long buses every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we traveled around. We went to New Zealand. We went to all these places. And we did go to the main highlights, but we mostly would get home and sit in our hostel and read.
Yeah.
We hardly went anywhere. And then we would get on an 8-hour bus ride
yeah.
and listen to music and chat. So it was really just like an excuse to hang out for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our friendship developed quite a bit then.
Yeah. So in terms of the transitions that you've gone over, so you started Freaks. Yeah.
Freaks.
You went to Geeks.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've described another transition.
Yeah. Maybe.
Is this the final one? And what would you call
it? Well, hopefully I never stop transforming.
Okay, true. Yeah.
But then I think we did go at some point, probably in high school and then after, through another transition away mm-hmm. from being Geeks.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would call it. Hopefully we were just being ourselves at this point.
Whoa, that's pretty deep.
Yeah, thanks, Mika.
Whoa,
yeah.
And I hope in that case that it was the final transition.
So that I never become anyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you're being yourself, Pika? Do you feel yourself? I don't mean to get too invasive. I know that you're the host, you're not the subject, but sometimes it can be hard.
I think it can be hard. And I think that I am being myself, and I'm also becoming more comfortable with the idea that I can be true to myself and be different with different people.
I'm different with different people.
But I don't feel like I'm being disingenuous.
No. Sometimes, I mean, that's a good sign of love. There are occasions yeah. where I'm with someone I don't really care for them and
yeah.
I'm performing a little bit.
Yeah.
But there are often times where I'm with different people. I do not feel like I'm performing, but I'm pretty much acting different.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, that I have a funny story about that. If we can flash back to when I was 11. This is not about William, but...
Okay. He likes your stories, so
yeah.
it's okay.
I have a
this
very
distinct... This is a
great distinct...
quick transition to the next song that I called for.
Okay.
No, it's okay. Go
right.
for it.
I forgot about that. When I was 11, I remember coming home one day and saying to myself in the bathroom mirror, you're three different people. You're who you are when you're with your parents, and who you are when you're with your friends, and who you are when you're alone. Who are you, Michael? I was very angsty and
yeah.
like, sad as an 11-year-old.
Aww.
So in retrospect, that's so funny to have that.
Yeah.
That self-reflective moment at
yeah.
11. 11-year-olds, sorry, are not.
Most 11-year-olds are like only just getting their Hogwarts
yeah.
letter.
Yeah, right, exactly. If they're lucky. So let's
do you
go
think
to
that William would agree with this? Do you
think
that
no,
he
I
would
think
there
that he
are
thinks
other
11-year-olds
selves?
Are human. Completely. No, what were you asking?
Do you think that William would agree with what we said, that you can be different versions of yourself and still be true?
No,
yeah.
I am inclined to say he would not agree with
He's
that.
He's shaking his head right now.
He believes in the complete objectivity and reality of the
yeah.
soul, and that everyone is someone, and that if you're acting a different way in front of different
yeah.
people, you're being disingenuous. But
and yeah, I would also say that William, he's talked to me a lot about opposites, and that something
yeah?
must be true if it has an opposite, like black, white, cold, heat.
Why,
and
so
we
he
know
thinks
that
cold
he,
is true.
So it must be true if
okay.
it has a polar opposite. And we know we saw Dark William one day.
Right, we
and
saw
so
a guy walking.
And so we know
yeah.
that William has a polar opposite,
see,
and he's
yeah.
therefore a true William.
Yeah. So for the listener, Pika and I were walking down the street one day, and we saw a guy who was Dark William. He was William, the man we know and love, but he had an evil glint.
Yeah.
A darkness in his heart. And
weird to use the word glint for Dark William.
You're right. It was more of an evil...
evil sludge.
Sludge in his eye.
Yeah.
And he was
anyway,
bizarro William.
Again, very relatable for the listener.
Yeah.
Hello, listener.
Well, Dark William might be listening.
I hope
and
so.
He'll know.
Hi, William.
Hi, William. Hi, Dark William.
What will William be listening to next? Because he'll surely be the only one left.
The next song is With God on Our Side by Odetta. It needs no introduction.
Oh, my name, it means nothing. My age, it means less. Country, I come
was brought up and taught there the laws to abide, and the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it. Tell it so well. The Calvary's charmed, the Indians fell. The Calvary's charmed, the Indians died. Oh, the country was young with God on its side. Oh, the First World War, boys, it closed at its fate. The reason for fighting I never got straight, but I learned to accept it with pride. Oh, you don't count the dead when God's on your side. When the Second World War came to an end, we forgave the Germans and we were friends. Though they killed 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now too have God on their side. But now we got weapons of the chemical dust. If fire them, we're forced to. Then fire them, we must. One push of the button and a shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. Oh, my name, it means nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was brought up taught there the laws to abide, and the land that I live in has God on its side, and the land that I live in has God on.
A song that needs no introduction need a conclusion?
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed.
Great.
Thanks.
Man of brevity.
Yeah.
We're coming up to our last song.
Okay.
And on this show, Love Notes, it is tradition that before the last song, the guest gets to speak directly to that person that they love. So you may begin addressing William.
Can I give a few honorable mention songs before I do that?
Absolutely.
I was going to play Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair by Nina Simone or Boots of Spanish Leather, both songs that have elicited tears in us.
Aww.
At moments. And I was also going to play Like the Wheel by The Tallest Man on Earth because I have a very fond memory of William playing that song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will speak to William now.
Okay, hello, William.
Hey, William. I wrote you this song about a funny old world that's coming along. It's sick and it's hungry, it's tired and it's torn. It looks like it's dying, but it's hardly been born. Here's to Lilaps and Jenna and Cheryl and Zoe too, and all the good people that travel with you. Can't remember where it goes from there, but you see what I was doing. Okay, I love you, buddy.
And what's the last song?
I think we should let William introduce the last song.
Okay. Off to William.
Here he is.
And everyone out there should listen to a bit of Sinead O'Connor singing Nothing Compares to You to warm your lonely hearts.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away.
So that brings us to the end. I hope you enjoyed it. It was brought to you by me, Pika, Michael, and the McClellan Spotify Premium account. You can tune in a couple weeks, same time, Tuesday, 10 a.m., for our next Love Note.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art